The phone calls and texts to KBCW about the layoff started yesterday morning. By the time the day was done, Kelly Lotiga, Vice President of Corporate Communications for Vail Resorts, issued an email to KBCW saying that 42 employees out of a total workforce of 1,800 had lost their jobs. In an interview with KPCW earlier this month, Vail Resorts President Blaise Carrick said changes would be coming, but there would not be wholesale changes.
I told them, and it's true, that I didn't come here with a bus full of employees and operators. You know, we run 9 other resorts, and so it's not like we have just this whole SWAT team that's going to come in and run the canyons. And if you look at, you know, how our other transitions have gone recently, you know, we just haven't done that. We've had a lot of continuity. But there will be change. So we said there will be change. We don't know what that is. But, you know, it's not going to be some massive, you know, immediate undertaking. I think it's going to be something we learn together.
According to Lotiga, over the past few weeks, Vail Resorts staff reviewed Canyon's organizational structure to determine the changes. Vail Resorts has already announced that Canyon's general manager, Mike Gore, would remain on staff. And Lotiga says that most of the current senior leadership team have been asked to join Vail Resorts. Lotiga's prepared statement also says that as part of Vail Resorts' comprehensive review, they've identified some areas where they need to consolidate duties, change or redirect resources, and eliminate duplicate efforts. As a result, she says, some positions had to be eliminated. The loss of jobs, she says, no matter how small the number of people impacted, is always difficult and isn't something Vail Resorts takes lightly. She says the resort wouldn't discuss any further specifics of the layoff, saying it was out of respect to the people affected. Blaise Carrig was on vacation and unavailable for comment. Vail Resorts assumed the operations of Canyon's Resort May 29th from Talisker Corp. Talisker will retain all of the development rights for the 4 million square feet of real estate at the resort. Vail Resorts is paying Talisker $25 million a year for an initial 50-year lease with 6 50-year renewal options. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.